Good morning and welcome to Coffee at KYUK. Last week, NPR announced the top finalists in the Student Podcast Challenge. Out of 2,600 nationwide entries, our very own KYUK interns were included in the top 15. Joining host Steve Heimel this morning are authors of the entry and very recent high school graduates, Kaylee King and Jamin Crow of Bethel. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Gabby. Thanks for having me on. And congratulations to Kaylee and Jamin and to Ethan, who couldn't make it to the show, but is no doubt out involved in subsistence activities in Tuxuk Bay. Thanks for coming on here. I really had a lot of questions about this, and I think I want to start with Kaylee, because I think you're kind of the announcer of it, right?
Yeah. I like that.
Well, whose idea was it to take this approach, to talk about COVID and also subsistence? It seems like a very creative idea.
I think it was a team idea because it was very relevant at the time. We were all like trying to figure out what to talk about, but we all had that in common.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's a good point that a more general audience is actually interested in that the COVID can lead to more concentration on subsistence activities, wouldn't you say?
Could you repeat the question?
Well, what I noticed is in the podcast, which is really just, you know, like 10 minutes, it says an awful lot. And one thing it says is that the COVID shutdowns, restrictions, people being stuck in their houses and everything, turned out to allow people to concentrate more on their subsistence activities.
Since there wasn't much to do, like activity-wise, I think it led to most people going out hunting.
Well, what I found really fun, I want to turn to Jamin here. Jamin was your story. Jamin Crow of Bethel, welcome here, and congratulations on your graduation.
Thank you so much.
Yep. So what you do, it's almost the core of the piece, really, is you tell a hunting story that involves your brother. And it's very good storytelling because what you do is you talk not just about, oh, we went out hunting and we got this moose. You know, you say, like, here's what it smelled like, here's what it felt like, here's what the air was like. Yeah, it's very, very good writing, Jamin.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I noticed also, and maybe you could speak to this, that when it came Ethan's turn to be on the podcast, he brought his dad on. I thought that was great.
Yeah, I mean, Ethan's part of the story, I think, really holds it together because it's not just a story. He's talking with somebody older than him who's had a different experience than all of us, and it can relate to the older people listening to the podcast, how they had to wake up earlier, how those snow goes weren't as fast. I think it just, it widens the audience range.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is a, you got to be proud of this. Did you have any idea you would make the finals?
No, not really. I mean, I thought it was just something fun to do. When we first listened to it, I knew Kaylee had done a great job of putting it all together, and I knew it was something special, but I had no idea we'd get this far.
2,600 entries. 2,600 crews putting these things together. But it appears to me that the three of you really formed a crew. And that's really, that's the collaborative effort that is required for a creative endeavor. You know, you everybody learns to work together and give and take, and then they get a better result. And that sounds to me like that's what you got.
Yeah, we for sure, me and Kaylee, and Ethan, we all have done Facebook Lives together from the beginning of this past semester, and I think it's just helped us come together and be on the same page when we're doing interviews or doing this podcast or other projects. It really helps.
Yeah. Well, Kaylee, how long did it take in all to complete this project?
I think it took like a couple weeks, maybe even 3 weeks.
Really? That's all?
I remember. Yeah.
Wow. You guys really roll up your sleeves and get to work. How many hours can an intern put in at KYUK on these projects in a week, say?
I think when we were working on the podcast, we met up once a week or twice a week.
Mm.
And it was from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m., so
well,
once a week, that's how long we were working on it together.
I wanted to ask you if there's something that you felt you would have liked to got in there, but there wasn't enough time to put it in.
There were more parts to Ethan's interview that I would have loved to put in, but we didn't have enough time.
No. That's the way it works. That's the business. So there you are in the top 15 in the podcast challenge. And you say that you're also been doing social media stuff together. So now I'm wondering, you've graduated, and what is the next step for you, Kaylee?
Short term, I'll be interning at KYUK for the summer.
Oh, good.
But, yeah. And long term, I hope to be getting my bachelor's degree in journalism and public communication at UAA.
Oh, good. That's a good department. I know a lot of people in that department, and they're very good. You can learn a lot from them. Jamin, what kind of plans have you got ahead of you?
For me, I'm going to head up to the University of Alaska Fairbanks. I'm going to go into business management, but my plan is to also get on their student-run radio and keep learning how to pick up stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Business. You're going into business.
Yeah.
You're gonna throw all your creative life down in the dust and...
No, there's always going to be the side projects of recording videos and recording audio and putting stuff together. But who knows? Plans might change and stuff happens. Four years of college is a lot, so you never know.
Well, to how much of what you narrated in this podcast, which we're just about to hear in a minute now, how much of it did you write, and how much of it did you just, like, remember and recite?
I wrote down some of it. It wasn't a lot, but I just wrote down kind of the idea I wanted to put out, and then once I got to recording it, I kind of left that writing in the dust and just went off memory. And
you're improvising.
Yeah, just kind of reminisced.
Yeah, live radio is going to be good for you, kid. Yeah, well, Kaylee, I want to wish you the very best in your internship and your college plans at university. I hope to get to see you up there on campus.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, and it's been my honor to have you guys on the show. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Going hunting, it really helps forget about the pandemic, and you have more time than before because all those stuff like going to school or going to meetings or festivals and stuff like that are canceled, you know, and that makes more time for us to go hunting.
It's helped me a lot, especially due to the lack of sports. I've been able to get homework done and then go out and ptarmigan hunt for a couple of hours. It's really helped me get outside and also connect with my family members more and give me a chance to go out and be with them while subsistence hunting. And it's really helped me get through the quarantining and stuff.
Hello, my name is Ethan Lincoln, and I'm a senior in Tuxuk Bay, Alaska. It's located in West Coast area of Alaska.
Hi, my name is Noah Lincoln from Tuxuk Bay, Alaska, on Nelson Island. I'm 41 years old, and I've been hunting since I was a young boy.
Okay, I'm going to be asking you some questions. Is that okay with you?
Yes, it is.
So first question is, how do you get ready for hunting?
Well, we plan ahead, like a day ahead. We bring our food, our radio, GPS, get the gas ready. My grandpa, my uncle, when they used to take me out, they used to tell me to bring extra clothing just in case we start sweating or fall through the ice.
What time of the day do you usually go to hunt?
Before the sun goes up. I remember when I was young, first time I ever went out hunting, I think I was maybe fourth grade. My grandpa woke me up around 4 a.m. while it was still dark. And I think we went out like 6 a.m. and it was still dark. Went out to the ice edge. We were waiting for dusk or dawn. I think nowadays, because we have faster snow machines, we go out after the sun comes up. 100 miles an hour on the ice.
Hunting is an important aspect in our culture. And since COVID, we have spent more time hunting and subsisting than we usually do.
Traditional subsistence is the convergence among all in the universe leading to survival. Now it's hunting and gathering for our families.
Hi, I'm Jamin Crow. I'm a senior from Bethel, Alaska. And for all of you wondering, it is in the southwest region. It is along the Kuskokwim River. And I'm here to tell you some stories.
So, can you guys tell me what it's like to be out hunting? Like, what do you see, hear, feel?
Every hunting trip is different. So you can be in your lund, puttering down the river, just quiet, and all you can hear is just the waves slowly crashing onto your boat, and the little hum of the motor, and the rustle of the trees when the wind blows, and you're trying to listen through that.
After some questions, Jamin tells us one of his hunting experiences.
It was cold that morning. It was about 40 degrees, so we kind of had our gear on. And it was cold enough to where you could see your breath every time you breathe, and the wind would nip at your face when you're driving on the boat. And so we started at Church Slough, and we checked the meadow, and we saw a moose, but it was a cow. So we kind of left, and then throughout the day, we just went around the river. We exited Church Slough and kind of went all around. And it was about 1 o'clock, so we were out for quite a bit, and we came back. And we thought, hey, let's check the first meadow we started with early in the day. And so we went back to that one because we saw a moose there, thinking maybe we could see a bull moose rather than a cow moose. And we stopped, and there was a moose. And so me and my brother snuck. It was kind of an open meadow, so we snuck around, stopped at kind of the middle of the meadow where there was a pile of bushes. And there was a moose racking in the trees, and your heart's beating super fast. And so your heart's beating, and me and my brother are just waiting, and he tells me, let's just stop here. We're going to rest your gun on this branch so you get a good clean shot. And so we waited for like 10 minutes maybe, and the moose finally walked out, and it looked at us, and me and my brother looked at each other. We're like, that's a bull, that's a bull. And so I just stopped, and time felt like it stopped, and I was just sitting there waiting for the moose to give me a shot at the lungs. And it finally turned. My brother was yelling at me to shoot, and he said if I didn't shoot, he would. And finally I felt comfortable. I took a deep breath and I pulled the trigger, and down goes our moose. And it's time stops. You're just there. Your ears are ringing after the gunshot, and I look at my brother, and he's giving me the happiest look I've ever seen, and it's just, everything's perfect at that moment. Everything, after you get a hunt, and you go hunting, and you get a kill, everything's awesome and perfect, and you know you succeeded in what your goal was.
You just heard one of the top 15 podcast entries in the NPR Student Podcast Challenge, produced by KYUK interns.